Hey, this is Aurora Audios. I came across on GWA Backstage the Awake at Midnight questionnaire, and I really wanted to do it, kind of as a personal celebration of hitting a certain number of followers and, you know, getting excited with creating audios. I'm also going through withdrawals of not being able to make any audios for the past couple weeks. So I thought I would scratch that itch a bit and do this one. So this is the Awake at Midnight questionnaire. I've already tried going through this once. I forgot that my family's place is by a train track. So I got like halfway through it and the train decided to make itself known. So we're gonna redo this. Also, just because I feel the need to address it, it is really hot here, and I'm at higher elevation than I'm used to, so I can't breathe, so I'm gonna sound like I just ran a marathon, so I apologize for that. So, this is gonna be quite rambly. Buckle in, guys. So, the first question is, what is a noise you love? When hearing it, how does it make you feel? There are quite a few, and it kind of depends on, like, the situation. So, like, musically, I like instruments that have, like, a really weird sound, or, kind of like a, like a more primal sound to it. So, you know, the instruments that you listen to, and you immediately feel like you're back in time, you know, regardless of whether you're from that culture or not. So, you know, bagpipes or, like the Mongolian throat singing and, whatever the instrument is called that they use, like in songs by The Who, or, the flute and other instrument in the Ukrainian song from Eurovision, things like that. As far as like if I'm looking for an auditory trigger or something for ASMR, I really like, this sounds creepy, but I'm sure a lot of people relate to it, so it's not that creepy, but like really calming breathing to kind of like match mind to that and calm down or fall asleep, things like that. I do like certain mouth noises. I hate people eating and chewing, but certain like nice sounding mouth noises, and like just anything tinkling against glass, love those. So usually it's a very calm feeling, very soothing. Next question. On the contrary, is there a noise that never fails to annoy you? Yes, like I said before, chewing, things like that. There's one I just heard earlier today and gave me the same feeling as like nails on a chalkboard. And I can't remember what it was. There's ones that just, like, you know when you hear it, you're like, oh, I never want to hear that again. Next question. What's a sensation that gives you goosebumps? Does it need to be in a certain context to work? I would say that there's good ones and bad ones. So good ones would be people playing with my hair or like rubbing my scalp. I get goosebumps from that immediately. There are certain places like the insides of my wrist or kind of the backs of my arms that if like someone touches them or, you know, like I kind of lightly scratch at it, you know, if I have an itch or something, that will, you know, cause goosebumps. And then if I'm in a place that kind of has like a creepy or bad energy, or I think about that, I can get goosebumps and like the bad type of shivers. But I don't know if that's really contextual. Next. Do you have a piece of clothing that's extra special to you? What about it makes it so unique? Oh, that's a good one. Not really. I mean, I don't have any clothing that's super sentimental. More so jewelry. Like a necklace from my grandmother, or one of those bracelets that I bought myself that like screws together so it stays there. That one means a lot to me. So yeah, I mean the bracelet is pretty unique in the context that I gave it to myself and the reason behind it and that situation. But nothing like clothing. What food do you like or would you like to share with someone else? What about this food makes sharing it so fun? It depends on the person I'm sharing with. I have kind of certain traditions with friends. I have like one person where we always have licorice, or I always make spaghetti carbonara for another friend when they come to visit. So it's more so things that I like to cook, because I like to take care of my friends and people that I care about that way, by cooking for them. So it's more the feeling of like nurturing and caring for them, and then kind of showing off with the things that I can make. But nothing like where the experience of sharing it makes it special. Like when I first heard this, the, you know, image that came to my mind was like Beauty and the Beast, Lady and the Tramp, with the spaghetti. But yeah, nothing where like the experience of sharing it makes it better, if that makes any sense at all. Next question. What is your go-to snack or treat to regain your energy after being naughty? I would say the most important thing is to hydrate. Drink your water. I guess, I don't know, I always like juice or coconut water or something that's gonna replenish the electrolytes. It's, you know, just like after a workout, you gotta take care of your body. Other than that, I don't know. I'm just definitely like fluids and hydrate. Is there a food that you are really craving right now? If not, what is one that you often crave? Well, I was craving sushi. I had that for lunch, so satisfied that craving. Generally, if I'm really craving something kind of general, it's pizza or sushi. Very basic. Otherwise, it'll be something that like I've had on a trip. So like recently I've been really craving these little cookies that we had. This is gonna sound so pretentious. These little cookies that we had on a yacht on our way from Positano to Capri that we had with limoncello. I've been craving those for a while. So it's like situational things that remind me of like a good time in my life, or a time that I was happy, and I'll kind of crave the food to mimic the experience. Next is, are there any recurring themes or situations in your dreams? Why do you think they keep happening, and what do they mean? Oh my gosh, this one drives me insane, because I hate the feeling when I wake up. But I will usually have one of three scenarios. The first one being, I'll be somewhere and I'll like start to find like money or gold or jewelry, which sounds so strange, but like I'll find that like buried somewhere, and not like, you know, I'm a pirate finding lost treasure or something, but like, hey, I'm at Disneyland and there's this weird little embankment of dirt and I'm just, oh look, there's some jewelry, and just like pulling out copious amounts of stuff. And I'm like, oh, awesome, like I'm rich. And then I wake up and I'm like, dang it, why wasn't that real? So I have that one. I don't know what it means. If anybody knows what that would mean, please tell me, because it drives me up the wall. The other one is, I am well past school years, past college years, yet I still have dreams where I'm back in school and I'm the same age that I am now. So I'll be there, you know, mid to late 20s, in like high school, and getting in trouble and thinking, wait a minute, I don't need to be here. I graduated. What's going on? But like still staying because, oh, you know, I'm a good student. I have to stay in school. So that's the other one. I'm out of breath again. Damn you, elevation. Okay. And the other one is, and I'm not at all from a culture where arranged marriages are like a normal thing. I'll say that first. But I'll have dreams where like I'm getting married and I don't know who I'm getting married to. And like someone, like not my parents, not my grandparents, but just someone has set it up. And so I'll be like, all right, so I'm getting married to who? And everyone's like, oh, this random person knows, like they'll let you know. And that's very terrifying. Like I said, if anybody knows what those dreams mean, please tell me. Like, I don't get it. Has something strange happened to you while you were sleeping? Was it scary, sexy, funny? I wouldn't say anything like particularly of note. I think my friends have tried to play pranks on me at sleepovers when I was younger. I guess the one thing that does happen more often than I would like it to is having a nightmare and like realizing, oh, hey, this is a nightmare. Like, this isn't real. And trying to wake up and fighting to wake up. And, you know, you've feeling like you can't and you're stuck. That is so creepy. I hate it so much. And the last question. Oh, this is almost over. I'm so sad. The last question is, are you a nap person? Do they make you feel energized or do they mess up your day? I am such a nap person. I love a good nap. I will nap multiple times in a day if I don't have anything to do. It depends on the nap. Some of them I feel instantly better after having it. Some of them are like those naps where you wake up and you don't know if it's the same day or a different day or what time it is or what meal you're having next. And you have like sheet impressions on your face and all of that. So those definitely mess up my day. And I have the hardest time waking up and trying to unzombify myself after those. And that is the last question. That was really fun. I guess while I'm in the mood for being kind of introspective and sappy, thank you guys for listening to this. I never expected to be able to make audios like the ones that I make now, and everyone on each subreddit that I've been on has been amazing. This has been great. I hope you didn't mind my annoying rambling for past however long. So I will just say goodnight.